Our story begins at the rec center, where Chuck and Dara are talking at the front desk.
Dara, what's on your mind? I know something is going on with you, so why don't you just tell me what it is?
You want to know? Okay. Clint and I broke up.
You did? When?
2 seconds after I found out he was sleeping with Heidi Bradford.
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
What did you say? Clint is sleeping with Heidi? Come on.
It's true. I knew she was up to no good, but no one believed me.
Isn't Heidi in her 20s?
Yes. She likes 16-year-old boys, apparently.
Does Connie know about this?
I doubt it. You don't need to go running to Clint's mother to tell her, Chuck.
I think she would want to know.
I don't care what he does. But you know what? Maybe you should tell Clint's mom.
I'm not doing this to get Clint in trouble. But if my 16-year-old son was sleeping with a much older woman, I'd want to know.
You have a 16-year-old son, Chuck? Don't tell me you have more kids running around that I don't know about.
Look, I was just about to take off. I think I'll swing by Connie's on my way home.
Great. Have fun.
At Alexandra's apartment, Adriana is home alone when she hears a knock on the door.
Hello, Andrew.
Adriana, who let you out?
I'm a free woman. Got out yesterday.
Oh my God, I'd better stay off the streets.
Well, since you obviously have no idea what's going on with me, I take it you're here to see Alex.
Yeah, where is she?
She's out working on a story for Monthly. Not sure when she'll be back.
Oh, well. Tell her I was here. See ya.
Hey, wasn't your divorce hearing yesterday? Alex mentioned something about it to me.
Yes, it was.
So? How'd it go? Did you get a big settlement out of Larissa?
As a matter of fact, I did.
At Ellie and Hannah's apartment in the village, Ellie is talking with Charlie, who's just stopped by.
I appreciate you stopping by, Charlie. I wanted to talk to you about this at the office, but I heard that you weren't going to be in today.
Hey, not a problem. I have an open door policy for all my employees, you know that. Was in the neighborhood anyway, so don't give me too much credit. So tell me, Superstar, what's up?
It's about my job at TM. I've been working for you for several months now, but I just get the feeling it's not going anywhere.
Okay, I thought you were working with James Minio, learning the ropes.
Yeah, but there are only so many ropes I can learn. I don't mean to step on your toes here, but I just want to make sure you didn't give me this job because we're friends, but because there's a real need for someone to help scout talent at TM.
Ellie, babe, look. Things have been absolutely nuts since I took over TM. And with the subway explosion and all, we've sort of been sent in a tailspin. In fact, I'm still having nightmares from it. But anyway, we'll be back on track soon, I promise. I'm going to need to hire someone to replace Mac, and hopefully we'll be back in order. Come on, Ellie, you're not going to abandon me, are you? You're going to stay on board, right?
Sure. Of course. I just wanted to let you know how I was feeling.
We're home.
Hey, if it isn't my favorite cupcake.
Charlie, what are you doing here?
No, Todd, I wasn't talking about you. I meant that pretty little thing by your side. But how's it hanging anyway?
At her apartment, Raven has just walked downstairs to talk to Blake.
Well, have you made a decision?
Yes. Have room for two more on that plane?
Raven, that's wonderful. I'm so glad you decided to go with me.
You were right. We are safer away from New York right now. And I got to thinking, who's going to be there for you while you're taking care of your aunt?
I don't know what I did to deserve such a wonderful friend, Raven, but I thank God, or whatever higher power, that brought you into my life.
I feel the same way, Blake.
Okay, the flight leaves at 9 p.m., so we have some time. I'm going to stop by the hospital and try to see Matt before I go.
Do you think he'll see you now?
I hope so. I don't want to leave without saying goodbye.
With Dr. Brian Morgan at St. John Hospital, Seth Gooding has just arrived to see his brother Owen, who has been hospitalized since the subway explosion.
I'm glad you could finally make it, Mr. Gooding. Your brother has been in and out since the explosion, but I truly believe that having family here will help in his recovery.
Well, how bad are his burns, Doctor?
He suffered severe burns to several parts of his body. He should be able to make a full recovery.
Well, listen, I appreciate everything. I mean, you've done so much for my brother.
That's why I became a doctor, to help heal people.
I think I'm ready to go in now. Wait a minute, where's my brother? Are you sure we're in the right room?
What do you mean?
I mean that there's been some kind of mistake. That man isn't Owen Gooding.
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.